I wouldn't mind if it stopped snowing. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't checked in with the chat yet, so let's do that. Who was first today? I wonder if White Brian has already jotted it down. B, you got a guess?
Nope.
Sam Eiler. I don't know. How would you pronounce E-Y-L-E-R?
Probably Eiler.
Shout out to Sam Eiler. That seems like a new one. I also like this. This dude, Tech Mark B, just wrote second instead of trying to get to first. KB in the chat. 12.
Sometimes it comes down to what your expectation is, man.
You were just saying this in the break. KB in the chat says 12-5 doesn't feel real. I was standing in the tunnel when John Allen was walking up, and I just said to him, I was like, 12 wins, dude. He's like, I know, man. I think a lot of these guys that have been here
a
long time.
That feels good to them, bro. I guarantee you.
It's got to, right?
Hell yeah.
Dudes like Terry and Reeves, guys that have been with this organization for a while, even a guy like Cosme.
Yeah.
Who committed, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He committed to the team committed to him. Interesting times, man. Let's hit these phones. Jeff, you want me to talk to this dude on line 8? Is that accurate? Apparently, this guy's walking around in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, you've been identified to me as DC Superfan in the snow. Is that accurate?
You best believe it, baby. I'm trucking right now, going to the breakfast spot. It's making me money. Snow ain't going to stop nothing. What's happening, y'all?
What's up, bro?
What's up, player?
Chill it, baby.
You know me. All right, look it. 12 wins it is. It's unreal. They flipped what I said. I said 5-12 for David. They flipped it the other way. I'm not mad. Trust me. I love it. I don't mind being wrong in this situation.
I love it, man.
It's Monday, baby. But the nervousness of Tampa, okay, the first game we played them, I guess everybody was nervous. It was hot down there. But now that we're clicking, we got everything together, we should be all right, man. We should go down there and get this victory. That's all I'm saying.
Appreciate
right,
you, man. Good luck in the snow,
dude. Have a good one, baby.
You too, right, man.
See you, dude. I like the confidence. I like the excitement.
Hey,
right there.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
seems like they're kind of like backing into this. Like, I don't understand. It's a lot of like meek feelings.
Nah. Gotta have some confidence sometimes. If you want to achieve, you got to believe, baby.
There is an incredible amount like of kind of the coaching carousel going strong right now in the NFL. The Giants have decided to keep Brian Daboll and Joe Shane.
The Bengals cut. They got rid of their D coordinator.
Yo, that is the ultimate just self-preservation. Anarumo is really good.
Yeah,
and they just let all the talent walk away.
They were giving up a lot of damn points this year.
Yo, because they let everybody go.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a problem, man. I think that coach is a problem.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Giants keeping Daboll and Shane? I'm not necessarily surprised.
I think they're silly as hell, but thank you.
Well, and Mara had some great comments. He's like, I get that there's not. He said something to the effect of, I understand people are mad and don't understand why we're going to keep this thing going, but we have no other choice.
I can tell you like this, though. Until the season starts, we don't know. I've seen that happen a lot of times where somebody come out and give guys, oh, well, we're completely behind them, and before that damn season starts, they're gone. It's possible.
Totally. Well, I think nobody's going anywhere now. If you're going to make that commitment, it's pretty tough to. I mean, I just like what is the end game? They have the number 2 pick now. Is that right?
I think the Giants are number 2.
No, it looks like the Giants have 3.
They're 3 or 4. Yeah,
they have 3. Tennessee, Cleveland, Giants. This is what Washington used to do, dude. Like, you either need to commit to these dudes for the long haul or start fresh, let them try to draft a quarterback. I think it's entirely possible these quarterbacks aren't what they're expected to be in this class. What I see happening, and this is what bad organizations do, and Washington did this forever, is, all right, we're going to give this coach a GM one more year. Then they're going to draft a quarterback. Then they're going to get blown out next year when they go 5-12. And then the new coach is going to be like, I don't know about this quarterback. Like, it's just this cycle, man.
It happens like that.
All right.
They need a quarterback.
Corey's in North Carolina. Corey, how you feeling about the Commanders Sunday night in Tampa?
Hey guys, how you doing?
How about, man?
Hey man, I feel good, man. I'm 100% confident, man. This is the first year since the RG3 era that I feel that we can win any game. I think the slows from yesterday was that Dallas just knows Dan Quinn. The two Dallas games was our worst two games of the year, so I wouldn't let that play a factor in decisions and going forward of the outcome of that game in Tampa, man. I think we're going to go out there and get the win and worry about the game after that.
All right, bro.
I'm with you, man.
Like that confidence.
I think the Cowboys games have been really weird, and yesterday's game was a super weird scenario just off the break. You know what I mean? Like, Dallas came out, I think, way more than Washington was expecting, Micah specifically, and then it's kind of in a, all right, let's make sure Jaden doesn't get hurt mode. Brandon Coleman went down. Frankie Louvu went down but came back in. It's really hard to play football when you're thinking about next week.
Yeah.
You got to play football thinking about right now.
Right, what's in front of you.
And I am willing to be dismissive of yesterday's result just because it was bizarre. I think there are obviously some serious warts, if you want to say, with this team. But if Jaden's right and that offense can move, they got a chance against anybody.
I agree.
Also, for clarity's sake, whatever the highest seed is that wins, they will go to Detroit. So yeah. It's possible it could be Washington, possible it could be Green Bay. It could be, if the two higher seeds hold, if the Eagles win and the Bucks win, then the Lions will get the winner of Vikings, Rams. But if there's any upsets, the higher seed will go play Detroit. So if you want Washington to win, which I think everybody does, it's going to be Lions the following week. And that place, did you watch it all last night?
Yeah.
Electric.
Yes.
That crowd, they haven't had much to cheer for, but that building does a really good job of holding in all the sound.
Yep.
And that crowd last night was just on
fire. They do. Listen, man. The statement I made earlier, people need to look at Detroit and how they play football. They are missing double-digit people from their defense.
It's crazy.
And that dude Robinson last night, he followed Jefferson everywhere. 1-on-1, he handled it.
Really good.
Okay?
Getting Anzalone back helped them.
They play, bro. They tackle. They knock your jock off. They don't go around trying to play the whole game without getting on the ground.
You know one thing I was thinking about that I find pretty interesting? If you look at the Vegas odds, it sure seems like Kevin O'Connell's going to win Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dan Quinn absolutely belongs in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, Dan Campbell and the Lions went 15-2.
Yes.
Andy Reid went 16-1.
Yes.
It's remarkable that when teams are good, it's almost like they're not celebrated for being excellent.
Why? Okay, this year everyone says that Kansas City is not as good as they used to be. If they went 16-1, they got something going on. Maybe when a coach doesn't have the level of talent, they lost a lot of offensive players early, and they go out and win, maybe they should get a little look at that too. I don't always think you got to go from worst to first to win it. Sometimes just maintaining.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do.